From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Loretta Lynch, President Obama's nominee for attorney general, is striking a conciliatory tone at her confirmation hearing in the GOP majority Senate. If confirmed, she would be the first black woman to lead the department at a time when tensions are increasing between law enforcement and minorities following the deaths of unarmed black men. Today, Lynch pledged closer ties again.
If confirmed as attorney general, one of my key priorities would be to work to strengthen the vital relationships between our courageous law enforcement personnel and all of the communities we serve.
Critics argue the current Attorney General, Eric Holder, aligned himself more with protesters of excessive police force than with members of law enforcement. The Obama administration has reversed its decision to tax a popular college savings plan that benefited millions. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports the proposal backfired after critics pointed out it would hurt middle-class families.
Roughly 12 million families rely on so-called 529 college savings plans, which the administration had argued benefited mostly wealthy families earning more than $200,000 a year. But Republicans and Democrats in Congress argued that families with much more modest incomes also rely on 529 plans. Families, on average, put away about $175 a month. That money, which can total nearly $20,000 tax-free by the time a young child is college age, can significantly reduce families' reliance on loans. The White House conceded that resistance to its proposal had become a distraction and would instead focus on expanding the $2,500 yearly tax credit for college costs. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
And the dig out continues as much of New England tries to recover from the fierce blizzard that clobbered much of the region this week. NPR's Stovia Smith reports Boston is slowly reopening for business.
We're beginning to turn the corner, is how the governor put it, but the dig out is hardly done. Ice-coated trolley cars are moving slowly over tracks cleared of snow, and nearly 2 feet was plowed off Logan runways, allowing some flights to resume. The driving ban has been lifted, but people are being urged to stay out of the city so cleanup can continue. Southeastern Massachusetts is coping with damage from severe flooding. Crews are trying to clear roads of debris, everything from chunks of homes wrecked by the storm to lobster traps whipped up after a seawall was breached. A fleet of utility trucks is being ferried over to the island of Nantucket to repair power lines. Heat and light has been temporarily restored to most by a generator. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Stocks are higher following strong earnings from Boeing and Apple. Investors are also waiting for the results of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting for indications on when the Fed may raise interest rates. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 55 points at 17,446. This is NPR News. Greece's new prime minister says he is considering a veto on further European Union sanctions in Russia. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that this pro-Russia stance sets the stage for Greece's first big confrontation with the EU.
All 28 EU member states must agree on sanctions for them to pass. The EU has already imposed visa bans and frozen the assets of some Russian officials over the conflict in Ukraine. Now the Europeans are also considering sanctions on technology, energy, defense, and banking. Greece has gone along with sanctions in the past, despite a close trading relationship with Russia. But Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says his government may fight them. His new foreign minister, Nikos Kotsias, has pushed for closer ties with Russia and criticized Germany's domination of Europe. Germany supports pressuring Russia over the conflict in Ukraine. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The ranking Democrat on the U.S. House Intelligence Committee is introducing legislation that would grant President Obama war powers to combat the self-styled Islamic State. California Congressman Adam Schiff says he wants to see the bill debated in Congress, saying lawmakers shouldn't wait for the White House to send over its own proposal first. Jordanian officials say their government may meet the demands of a prisoner swap with ISIS. The group is holding a Jordanian pilot hostage. A government spokesman says Jordan is prepared to release an Iraqi female prisoner who was involved in deadly hotel bombings a decade ago. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.